From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The country's most senior military officers and civilian defense officials share in the responsibility for the abuses at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. That's one conclusion of an independent commission that was appointed by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. The commission released its report today. It found no policy authorizing those abuses, but it did find failures of leadership, failures to provide supervision, and to clarify who was in command at Abu Ghraib. The four-member commission was chaired by former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger, who presented the group's findings at a Pentagon news conference and who joins us now from the Pentagon. Welcome to the program, Secretary Schlesinger.
Well, thank you.
You described what you found at Abu Ghraib as chaos and also as sadism, but sadism limited to one shift at the prison. Do I have that right?
That is correct. What we found was that the night shift had irresponsible non-coms in charge. They were poorly supervised. Their backgrounds suggested an inclination towards brutality, if not sadism, and that this was reflected in the activities on the night shift, all of which are reflected in the photographs that the public has seen. I should emphasize that none of those photographs deal with interrogation or with intelligence targets. All of them deal with people who were in the prison for criminal reasons and other such reasons. They were not security targets.
But responsibility for what happened at Abu Ghraib, the commission found, extends not only to senior officers who are in Iraq, but all the way up the chain of command to Washington. How high up?
The responsibility goes up at least through CENTCOM, a central command headquarters, to the JCS. But I should be very clear that the responsibility that we are talking about was a failure to deliver the appropriate level of resources once it was discovered that there were problems at Abu Ghraib. It was not a responsibility for the abuses. It was a responsibility of not providing sufficient resources to prevent the abuses.
According to one of your fellow commissioners, former Defense Secretary Harold Brown, part of the problem at Abu Ghraib, and I'd like to hear you talk about this and hear whether you agree, was simply that the U.S. had not anticipated the outcome of the war that we found. That is, that there wouldn't be thousands of passive POWs, there would be an insurgency, there would be criminality, there would be corrupt Iraqi police slipping weapons into the inmates.
That is correct. What the plan anticipated was an outcome similar to 1991, where we saw thousands of refugees, that we saw displaced persons spilling over the borders to other countries. We were prepared to deal with that contingency. Indeed, there was a preparation to deal with some resistance, but there was no plan to deal with the major insurgency, and we were slow to recognize that the resistance was developing into a major insurgency.
A failure of policy? A failure of intelligence? How would you describe it?
It was not a failure of policy. It was a failure in planning, a failure in anticipation. Now, we must understand that you cannot anticipate everything that is going to happen, but what you must be able to do is to adapt clearly and quickly when the circumstances that you did not anticipate become obvious.
One of the figures that you cited today and that the report cites was the ratio of military police to inmates at Abu Ghraib as opposed to the more appropriate ratio of military police to inmates at Guantanamo. The difference is astronomical.
It is indeed, and at Guantanamo we did not have the kind of unruliness and resistance that we witnessed at Abu Ghraib. Moreover, Abu Ghraib was under mortar fire, and the ratios were 1-to-1 at Guantanamo, which ultimately, under General Miller's administration, became a model, and one military policeman to 75 approximately detainees at Abu Ghraib under much more difficult circumstances. We think that there should have been a quicker adjustment in which the military police at Abu Ghraib were indeed reinforced.
I want you to explain what might strike some people as a disconnect here, which is, yes, the responsibility for very senior officials was indirect. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, what happened at Abu Ghraib, especially the photographs of what happened at Abu Ghraib, have become icons of anti-Americanism around the world. These were abuses that brought terrible shame and dishonor to our country. Given even indirect responsibility for that, why is it inappropriate to say somebody should resign his job as a result of this?
Now, the indirect responsibility refers to the level of resources committed when it became plain to all that there was an inadequate number of military police and that the forces should have been readjusted. That has nothing to do with the photographs that have been circulated worldwide. Mm-hmm. Those photographs do not refer to any target of intelligence. They do not refer to anybody who was undergoing interrogation. Those were just acts of sadism only by the night shift at Block 1 in Abu Ghraib. And it is to be noted that the day shift had none of those problems because the day shift had responsible non-coms in charge.
But you are finding systemic problems here. I mean, I understand that the night shift at Abu Ghraib was one of a kind, and you're saying
it was an aberration.
An aberration.
It was indeed like Animal House.
But the commission did find serious problems that permitted such things to happen in a prison that was understaffed with MPs, undertrained, and as you've said, placed in a situation that hadn't been anticipated.
There was ambiguity about responsibility. The chain of command was unclear, and there was poor local supervision, particularly over the military police at Abu Ghraib.
Secretary Schlesinger, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
James Schlesinger, former Secretary of Defense, also of Energy, former Director of Central Intelligence as well, was the chairman of a commission that looked into abuses at Abu Ghraib at the request of Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. The other members were former Defense Secretary Harold Brown, retired Air Force General Charles Horner, and former Republican U.S. Representative Tilly Fowler of Florida.